If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. Now, if you wasn't here Wednesday night we used Jeremiah 31 as kind of a diving board to jump off into the message that we preached. And the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Amen? So the Lord speaks to Jeremiah, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I've called you," and he said, "I just love you." The Lord said, "Jeremiah, I just can't get over you." Amen? He said, "I love you with a godly love, with an everlasting love. I love you." And in chapter 33, the Bible begins in verse 1. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of his city, of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounds and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it well, it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they've sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procured unto it." Amen. Praise God. I'd like to preach just a little while this evening. I'll try to not be too long on this thought. Great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. As we look at this and we see Jeremiah, and the Bible said he's in his second persecution. Amen. Jeremiah stood persecution. Amen. When folks would come against him, oh, Jeremiah, he just stayed true to God. And we see in the second persecution, oh, King Hezekiah, he's got Jeremiah and he's locked him up. Amen. Got him on like house arrest, if you will. And he done that because old Jeremiah was a preaching the word. He was prophesying about the fall of Jerusalem. He was prophesying about the things that would take place, how Babylon would come in and they would besiege the city, and they would take the city. And as he proclaimed these things, oh, Hezekiah said, "Hey, wait a minute. Are we just going to have to put you back?" I guess he figured that one old prophet was going to bring all that to pass. Amen. Don't realize that it was the God of that old prophet. Praise God. The one he's prophesied about that was going to do the work. Amen. But we see Jerusalem, and now we can see it. It's a desolate by war. They've been besieged. The enemy is all around. Amen. I want to say praise God as we stand in these United States of America tonight, our families and our homes. The enemy is all around. It seems like the enemy is encamped around us and about us. They besieged the cities. They besieged the places of where we live. Amen. We can see the city besieged. We can see a desolation taking place. A desolate place. A ruin, if you will, in this place. We see ruin all about us. And it's because of that sin and unbelief that came in. Amen. Sin and unbelief came in because of that. There's desolation. Amen. There's ruin. You know, sin and unbelief brings ruin. Amen. I've never seen so many ruined lives, praise God, as we have in the world today. But I praise the Lord that He's still God. Amen. He's still able to reach down in the ruined lives. He's still able to reach down in the rubble, praise God, and bring forth that. That's pleasing to Him. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad that God's able to reach down in the bottom of the barrel, praise God, and pull out something that's good?
Amen.
You say, preacher, how do you know? Because when he got under the barrel, praise God, he found me. You say you're good. No, but I've got one in me that is. Amen. The God of glory that lives down in my soul. He made me what I am. Hey, God, he's molding and making. Praise God, all the way to the end of the way. Just like he is you tonight. He's come to help you. Amen. To satisfy your soul. Amen. Take that devil. He don't like that tonight. You got to pray. The devil won't like this. Amen. But God come along, praise God. He wants to satisfy your soul. Amen. He wants to encourage you. He wants to love on you some anyway. Praise God that you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Amen. He does. God wants to do that for you. God wants to do it for me. God wants to do it for this church. God wants to help us. Amen. It's striving to. Praise the Lord. But we see this place as it's besieged. It's ruined because of sin and unbelief. Amen. But God says, hey, listen. I still love you. Amen. See, he told Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah, he's been thrown in prison. Praise God, he's locked up again. Amen. And he says, hey, listen. He said, God whispered down to him. He talked, glory to God, talks to him a second time. And he says, Jeremiah. He said, yeah, Lord. He said, I still love you. Amen. So, God, you said you loved me with an everlasting love. He said, I still love you. Amen. Jeremiah there in the prison house. Amen. Bible said that in verse 1, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was shut up in the court of the prison. And now I want you to notice that this old prison, this old prophet, he may have been bound up here in the prison house, but praise God, I want to say to God, the word of God wasn't. Amen. Praise God, the word of God wasn't bound up. They thought they could shut the old prophet up by putting him down at the prison house. But praise be to God, you can't shut up God. Amen. You can't make him hush. Hey, the world like for us to hush. The world like for us to shut up. But praise be to God, God ain't going to shut up. Amen. You'll never get God to hush. Praise the Lord. The Bible said he's always going to have a prophet. He's always going to have somebody, praise God, that'll proclaim the word of God. Amen. Amen. It may take some little old backwoods preacher, praise God, to get the word out, but glory be to God, he's going to have a prophet to proclaim. Amen. May even use you. Amen. May even want to use you. Wherever you're at, wherever you go, praise God, you're going down the road. They can't tell what you do in the privacy of your own car. Amen. A government can't control yet. Not yet. He may try to one day. Praise God, they can't do it yet. Praise God, Brother Bills, he hauls these folks around. Praise God, he can still tell them about Jesus. Amen. He said, hey, do you know Jesus? Have you been saved? You go to church. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you, that's pretty easy, ain't it? But as we see this old prophet, the Bible said he began to hear from the Lord. And thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, and the Lord that formed it and established it, and the Lord is his name. Amen. He's talking about Lord God Jehovah. Amen. Amen. And notice what he begins to do. He said he gives him some conditions. Some conditions. He said, hey, listen, I still love you. And he said, I want to help you. And he said, I'll give you some conditions. And these conditions, if you'll just fulfill the conditions, he said, I'll begin to help you. And condition number one, he said, you got to call unto me. Amen. Condition number one, he said, if you'll call unto me, he said, if you'll call my name, if you'll cry out to me, he said, hey, that's condition number one. If you want help from the Lord tonight, if you need help in your family tonight, if you need help in your life tonight, condition number one, young, is we got to call out to the Lord. Amen. Amen. It won't do no good to call your congressmen and your senators, praise God, till you call out to the Lord. But praise God, when we begin to call out to the Lord, as the Bible said, the Lord hears us. Amen. And he begins to answer. But he said, condition number one, he said, if you want help tonight, he said, you got to call out to the Lord. I wonder why tonight God's saying that if we'll just call out to him, that he'll help us. He said, if you call unto me, he's waiting to hear. Amen. He's waiting to hear from you. I wonder why our youngins ain't saved. I wonder why our families ain't get in. I wonder why there's so many deceived. Amen. God's wanting to help and he's wanting to give encouragement. And he's just said, hey, I'm waiting on you to call out. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, amen, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Yeah. Amen. Amen. My people. God said, I'm waiting to hear from my people. Amen. He told Jeremiah, he said, there's a condition for me to begin to move one time. He said, I love you and I'm here to help you. But the condition number one is you got to call out. Amen. Got to call out. We got to pray. Say, oh God, we need help. Amen. That don't sound too complicated. Just from our heart. Broken heart and a contrite spirit. Amen. We call out to the Lord. We say, Lord, oh God, we need help. Amen. We're in desolation. We're surrounded by the enemy. We know what state we're in. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why we struggle so much in this walk trying to be Christ-like, as Brother Eddie's talking about? Because we're surrounded by the enemy. Amen. But as Brother Roberts already said tonight, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's a demonic force. If we could see it out there tonight, praise God, it would scare us to death. But praise God, if we do like old Elisha and we say, Lord, praise God, would you just open my servant's eyes and just let him see? Praise God. Hey, that old servant looked around the hill and he was surrounded by the enemy host. But praise God, he said, man of God, don't you realize that we're surrounded by the enemy? Just like Jeremiah, they was encamped about him. They was surrounded by the enemy. And he said, hey, Jeremiah, if you just look up under the hills for which cometh your help. He said, your help is in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. It's right there waiting to come down and help. Condition number one, he said, you got to call unto me. Praise God. Pray and seek his face. And he said, when you call unto me, he said, I will answer thee. Now listen to what he says. Amen. So listen to what he says. And show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. He said, hey, listen. He said, these great and mighty, God, these are God's promises. He said, if you'll call out to me, he said, I'll show you things. Amen. We talk about getting a close and a right relationship with God. When we begin to call out to Him, we begin to cry out to Him. Amen. We begin to plead with Him. Amen. He begins to hear and He begins to reveal things to us. Inaccessible things. Amen. What He was telling Brother Drex, what He was telling Jeremiah, He said, I'm going to reveal to you inaccessible things. There's no way you could get a hold of these, but He said, I'm going to show you them. Amen. Praise God tonight, young'uns, we've got help. We've got a God that's willing to reveal to us inaccessible things that we ain't able to grasp in this old human flesh. But praise God, through the Spirit of God and of God's glory, praise God, He reveals them to us. Amen. It's that right Spirit of God that begins to reveal the things of God. I mean, you begin to see things. You get that old King James Bible out and you begin to peer through it. Amen. And all of a sudden, God began to speak to your heart. And he said, whoa, you know, I've had an ought against that brother. But you know, Jesus said that we forgive him. You say, Lord, I'm looking in the mirror and I see myself and I don't see myself with a forgiving spirit. And Lord, I need you to touch me and give me the spirit of forgiveness. Amen. Amen. So, hey, I'll need it from you so I can spread it out to them. Amen. And God, hey, what did He say? God says, I want to hear from you. He said, oh, you want that? Well, that's a perfectly according to my will. Hello? He said, John said, if we ask according to His will, that He hears us and that we have those petitions that we ask. That's past tense, praise God. He said, God hears us and praise God, you can already, glory to God, you can deposit them in a bank. Amen. Hey, praise God, they belong to you because it's promises from God. Great and mighty things we receive from God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Puts them on our account. Amen. Glory to God. Let me just give you a few things tonight. I wrote down here six things that God does. Great and mighty things that God does for the children of Israel. Now the Bible says here that he said, I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. Now what had taken place? You've got to visualize this. Jeremiah and the city of Jerusalem, they've been besieged. They've camped around them. The Chaldeans, praise God, have begun to haul in dirt and begin to build mounds. Amen. Trying to get into, making a road so they can get up into the city so that they can charge the city and overtake it. Now I think the devil tonight, pray God, is building some mounds around some of our homes. He's building some mounds, trying to build mounds around some of our churches. He's trying to build mounds, praise God, around our nation. We're being besieged by the enemy. But God Almighty made us a promise, the same promise that He made to old prophet Jeremiah, He's making to me and you tonight. Praise God, He said if we'll just call out, said He'd show us some great and mighty things. Said He'd make a way of escape, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, what I'll do, He said, I'll begin to do some things for you. He said, they come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Amen. He said, hey, said, I've allowed it just to be filled with the whole city just be filled with dead bodies. There's dead people everywhere, praise God, because of the wrath of God. Amen. Hey, listen, God still hates sin. Amen. The Bible says, it teaches over here, if you go back into Jeremiah chapter 31 and 32, the Bible says, it talks about how they turned their back against God. And they begin to lift up the prophets of Baal and Molech. They begin to offer up their children to Molech, that old fire god. They begin to allow their children, their family members, praise God, to be burned up. Amen. And God said, hey, listen, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to let them nowhere near that filthy mess. Praise God. But they done it anyway. And they brought a reproach on the cause of Christ. And we see the old man of God as he begins to hear the word of God. In verse 6, God begins to give them a renewing. Amen. He begins to take them out of the mess they're in. He says, behold, I will bring it health and cure. He said, I'm going to begin to give them a renewal of their health. Amen. He said, I'm going to give them a healthy stand, a healthy relationship. I want to say, praise God, what was the matter with them? They was in dark sin sickness. Amen. They was in dark sin sickness. And he said, hey, the sin sickness they're in is a dark sickness. It's a wicked sickness, a deep sickness, a dreaded sickness. He said, but I'm going to bring forth the cure for their sin sickness. Amen. He said, I'm going to renew their health. I'm going to give them a new spirituality. Praise the Lord. Now, Jeremiah in chapter 32, he asked the Lord this question. He said, he begins to pray in chapter 32, verse 16. He said, now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase of unto Barak, the son of Nera, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, now what had taken place in Ezra and in Jeremiah's life, if you ever go back and read Jeremiah chapter 31, 32, God had come to Jeremiah and he'd made him a promise of the kingdom. And he said, hey, listen, he said, everything's going to be okay. I'm going to take care of it. And to show Jeremiah, praise God, that he was a God of his word, he sent to Jeremiah, and he said, hey, listen, there's going to come a fella to you, and he's going to offer you a piece of land, a piece of land in Anathoth. And he said, hey, that's in the borders of Benjamin, he said, which was besieged and under control of Chaldeans. He said, I want you to purchase that land. Amen. Amen. So a nephew of the uncle comes to Jeremiah, praise God. He said, hey, listen, and him in captivity. And he said, hey, Jeremiah, I know you're besieged and things ain't going good for you, but I got a parcel of land, and said, it's in line for you to purchase if you want to buy it. Amen. Now, if it'd been me and you, praise God, in a situation, and the world's got us besieged, and the enemy's building mounds to get into our cities, praise God, and to overtake us and to overrun us, we'd have said, you crazy fool, can't you see? I don't need no land there. But God let old Jeremiah, and the Bible said that Jeremiah said, all right, I'll purchase the land. Said, I'm going to buy it, Praise God. And we're going to do up the paperwork. We're going to seal her up. He said, take the title. Glory to God. He said, take that title deed. He said, take it over to Anathoth, over our next to Benjamin. He said, put it in a jar, an earthen vessel. He said, bury it over there. And when I get over there, praise God, it'll be there for me. Amen. I'm talking about a prophet of God. Somebody had confidence in the Lord. That's what he's talking about here when he had sealed it. He had made the purchase. He had given it to them and they had done, took it away. They took that one and put it in an earth vessel and they kept a copy, praise God, for quick reference. Amen. Yeah. Oh, so Jeremiah could take it and he could say, hey, look, youngins, I bought a piece of property over there in the home country. They said, well, you crazy fool. We ain't ever going to see it again. He said, oh, yeah, God done made me a promise. He said, purchase it, praise God. He said, one day it'll be of great price. Amen. Said, one day it'll be of great price. Said, just go ahead and purchase it. And the Bible says in verse 17 to verse 32, he said, oh, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. Amen. I like it, don't you? Old man of God, he says, hey, listen, said, I done what you told me to do. I purchased the property. And said, God, I'm just putting in your hands that I own, God, it belongs to you. Amen. Oh, God. Hey, listen, we could just realize we don't own nothing, praise God, but he does. And said, we put it in his hands. And pray that God could prosper us. Amen. He said, Lord, is anything too hard for you? And God answers him back. In verse 27 of verse 32, he said, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And he turns it around on Jeremiah. He said, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. He said, God, hey, is it too hard for you? He said, is there anything that's too hard for me? Amen. You know, a lot of times we get the wondering God, and we get our little itsy bitsy problems, our little bitty itsy bitsy circumstances, and we moan and groan and complain. Praise God. Is there anything that's too big for God? Amen. I mean, I'm talking about God Almighty. He's able. He said, is there anything too big for me? Praise the Lord. So the Bible tells us he began to give healing. He began to renew health. He began to take that spiritual iniquity. Amen. Away from, he began to take them out of that bondage. And then he began to reveal some things. Notice verse 6. He said, I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. When God begins to get rid of the iniquity that's in, when God begins to get rid of the sin that's in, when God begins to remove us and restore us to health, when he begins to take away the sin sickness, amen. Then he begins, when he does that, praise God, then he begins to reveal to us the truth. And when we begin to see the truth, praise God, the truth gives us a virtue of peace. Amen. When we get in peace, God's peace, when we have that peace in our soul, peace in our mind, praise God, that comes from God, we begin to get the peace, praise God, when we begin to get the truth. Amen. He said, I'll give you the truth. Abundance of peace and truth. When we begin to see that, praise God, that revelation of an abundance of peace, abundance of truth, amen, that God gives us. Ain't you glad that God's got an abundance of peace and he's got an abundance of truth? Amen. His truth, praise God, the Bible said the truth will set you free. Amen. The truth of God's word, it'll set you free from that bondage. Amen. Well, that's surrounding you, that's got you that encamps about you, praise God. He said, when we get the truth and we know the truth, praise God, it gives us that way of escape. Amen. Which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. We get our focus off the adversary around us. And God begins to open the doors of escape. When we begin to see him, he is that door of escape. See, there's so many folks today that's surrounded by drugs and alcohol and the bondage of the sins and sex and addictions, praise God. But praise God, when they begin to see, God begins to give them that peace through the truth. Amen. See, till we get that truth, we get that peace through God Almighty, and he begins to reveal the truth to us, and he begins to give us the peace. Amen. We're in that bondage, we're in anguish, we're in anxiety. Amen. We don't have no peace of soul, no peace of mind. But when God begins to reveal these things and we begin to realize, praise God, the abundance of peace and mercy and truth that He gives us, praise the Lord, we begin to get spiritual revival. Amen. We begin to be revived down in our soul. God begins to give us a help. He begins to give us a hope, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. Amen. He begins to deliver us from that bondage. Verse 7, He said, I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return. Amen. He said, I'll give you deliverance from that bondage. I wonder what's got you bound this morning, this evening. What's got you surrounded? What's trying to hedge you in? What's trying to get control of you? What's trying to get the mastery over you tonight? I believe with all my heart that there's something tonight that's trying to get the mastery over every one of us. Amen? You say, well, not me. Well, then you're some kind of super saint. Because there's something that's trying to get you mad, the mastery over you. It may be the worrying over your children. It may be the alcoholism, the drug abuse. It may be something that's coming into your life, something that's trying to invade your home. But something is surrounding you. Something is trying to bring you into bondage. But God says if we just call upon Him, trust Him, said with a mighty power and a strong hand, praise God, said He'll come in and He'll deliver from that bondage. He'll bring us out of that bondage, praise God, and He'll deliver. He'll set us free. And when God sets you free, praise God, you're free indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I know folks today. I've got some folks I work with, different people, praise God, that's addicted to alcohol and things and drugs and things like that. And praise God, they've been to AA, they've been to the 12-step program, they've been to everything in the world. And praise God, they can't get no help, they can't get no relief. But I want to say, praise God, if you call out to a righteous God from their heart, ask Him to help them, praise God, delivering that old sin and that iniquity to the Lord, amen, He can move in and help them. He can deliver them from that bondage. But till they do that, they're going to stay in bondage. Hey man, they may get out for a little while, get a little bit of a reprieve. But the first thing you know, that's got them again. Do you know people like that? Hey man, they get out and they start doing good for a while and you think they're really going to be okay. And then the next thing you know, you hear word that they're worse than they was before they got out the lifestyle. It's just got a hold of them again and this time it's stronger. But praise God, if they begin to cry upon the Lord, you say, how do you know, preacher? Because we've got folks right here, praise God, that's called out to the Lord, put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's delivered and brought them out of the bondage.
Amen.
Amen. Every one of us here tonight that's saved, praise God, God's brought us out of some kind of bondage. He's delivered us from some kind of bondage. Amen. Why? Because He's a delivering God tonight. That's what He does. Not only would He deliver us out of bondage, but He'll restore the ruined things. Look what He says. He said, and I will build them as at the first. He says, what I'll do, He said, I'll not only deliver them from the bondage, but He said, I'll restore those things that was destroyed. Amen? I'll destroy those things that was ruined by the things that they got into. Amen? The ruined lives, praise God. He said, I'll restore, amen, those lives that were ruined. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say, tonight the old devil, he tries to paint us a picture of some people, some folks that probably we know in our own families, and our own lives. Praise God, you just say, well, they're ruined. They ain't no hope for them. But I want to tell you tonight, praise God, on the authority of God, that there's nothing too big for God.
Amen.
Amen. If we begin to cry out to God on their behalf, I told George the other day, if we get back to the point, if we want things in our life, we need things, if we get back to the point of fasting and praying, amen, with a little bit of sacrifice of self, cry out to God and say, Lord God, we need You. I need You. Said, you'll be amazed what God will do. Just a little self-sacrifice. Saying, Lord, I need some help. So things that are ruined that need to be restored. Lives that are in shambles tonight, amen, that need to be rebuilt. They're crumbling in around people. Their lives, they just see them crumbling. And you know what happens? A lot of time, Brother Jeff, they give up. And they say, well, what's the use? What's the use? Why should I care? I'm just going to go with the flow. And the flow of the devil takes them right on into the pit of hell. But amen, praise God. He said, God said, told old Jeremiah, He said, if you'll just call unto Me, If you'll call unto me, he said, I'll begin to make some changes. I'll begin to restore some things that was ruined, some things that was broke down, some lives that was destroyed, some relationships that I had that's ruined. Do you have any relationships that's ruined? Do you know people that's got relationships that's ruined? Amen. I know people tonight, young people, praise God, that's went down the road and they've burned every bridge they've crossed. You know what I'm talking about? They've burned every bridge they've crossed. It's been people that would step up and love them and try to help them and try to care for them and try to show them the love of God. And they took advantage of that, burnt that bridge, and went to the next one. Amen. Some ruined lives, some ruined relationships. But God says, praise God, I can rebuild those if you'll let me. I can rebuild those lives. I can rebuild those relationships. He said, I can rebuild those ruined opportunities. I want you to think about opportunities lost. Amen. Opportunities lost tonight that we've had. Opportunities that we've lost. Opportunities that we've let go by. But God says, I can rebuild. I can give. I can make those new opportunities. Amen. I can take those ruined things, those things that's despised. And he says, praise God, I can build them again. Amen. That's what God does, praise God. I don't know about you. I'm excited about this. I know what God can do. I see it every day. Amen. Restoration of ruined things. Verse 8, he said, then I'll begin to cleanse iniquity. Amen. He said, I'll take that sin. He said, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Amen. He said, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities. Whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, what I'll do, he said, I'll do great and mighty things. He said, am I not able? Am I not able to do great and mighty things? He said, I'll take and forgive their iniquity. He said, I'll forgive their trust. Those times that they've missed the mark. See, sometimes we're shooting for the mark. Amen. Sometimes in our Christian's life, we're shooting for the mark. We're trying to hit the target. We're trying to do right. But sometimes we just miss. Amen. We miss. We come short. We do. But God says, I'll forgive all those times. So I'll forgive that sin. So I'll forgive those times when you was trying to do right and you missed the mark. You was your shot went astray. It missed the target. He said, I'll forgive that. He said, and I like this word here. I underline it in my Bible, and I will pardon all their iniquities. I like that word. All that's inclusive. He said, all the iniquities, all the sins, all the transgressions. He said, I'll forgive them. Is there anything too big for God? But it's like Brother Robert singing that song tonight, praise God. We've got to learn to forgive ourselves. We've got to realize that we've messed up. We've made mistakes. Some of us made major mistakes. We've erred from God. But praise God, when we realize that, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me and help me, Lord, to do right. I mean, from our heart, not from our head. See, a lot of times we get caught and we have a worldly sorrow. So, oh, Lord, I'm sorry I got caught. I'll try to be more careful next time. Amen. Hey. And if you ever go to prison, about 2/3 of those people in there, they're repentant. Amen. They're repentant. They got jailhouse religion. Oh yeah, you go talk to them at the jail. They've got crying, big old crocodile tears, and they'll repent. Oh, I'm so sorry. When I get out, I'm going to turn another leaf. I'm going to do better. I'm going to. Amen. If you're going to do it, you do it now. Amen. Begin while you're in, before you get out and get into sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been rehearsing that in my mind. I'm going to start quoting it to them. Begin while you're in, before you get back out in sin. Amen. Give them something to run through their mind while they're waiting to get out. Amen. But they're sorry they got caught. Amen. But a godly sorrow is sorrow that you broke the heart of God. That you realize that you've transgressed His law, that you've transgressed His word. You've sinned and you've got iniquity in your heart. You know what iniquity is? That's that hatred for God. Hatred for His word. Hatred for what He says. It's rebellion against God. Hello? Amen. But God said, hey, listen. He said, I'll forget all that stuff. I'll cast that into sin forgiveness. Every bit of it's gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great. He said, I'll do great and mighty things. And we have to learn to forgive ourselves. We have to come to the altar and we have to say, Lord, I'm sorry. And mean it with a broken, contrite spirit. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I hurt you. And sorry, Lord, I hurt other people. And Lord, please help me never to do that again. Get up from there, praise God, and go the other way and never look back. But the devil, he's constantly saying, hey, he said, you remember what you did? Huh? You remember what you did? About the time you think you're over it, it'll come up and he'll say, yeah, remember what you did? You see some person out, you see somebody, and you say, remember what you did them? Remember how you treated them? You know what you ought to do, praise God? You ought to say, Lord, help me. And you ought to just go over that person and say, man, I'm sorry. So I did you wrong, praise God. I asked God to forgive me. Now I'm asking you, will you forgive me? Amen. You talk about throwing the old devil a curve. Amen. Glory be to God. He may swing at that, but he won't get nowhere near it. Amen. Praise God. God will use that for a home run. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll forgive you all your iniquities. And then notice what else he says. He said, hey, in verse 9, he said, God says, hey, he said, I'm going to give you a God-honoring testimony. In verse 9, he said, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth. Now, you can see this plumb into the millennial kingdom. Now, listen. Into the millennial kingdom, pray God. Because see, God's going to do during the tribulation period, He's going to draw the Jew. The tribulation period is a time when He's going to punish the Jew, a time when He's going to get the Jew's attention. Amen? A time when He's going to bring the Jew out and He's going to make them shine. Amen? A time when he's going to deal with them, praise God, and bring them unto himself, praise God. Getting them ready for that millennial kingdom to make the Jew what he'd have them to be. And I can just see this in the millennial kingdom. He said, it shall be to me a name and a joy and a praise and honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. He said, well, those great and mighty things, Lamar, that I want to do for this little nation. Amen. I want to bring them out. I want to establish them. I want to set them up, praise God. And oh, by the way, if you read on over in here, the Bible says he rose up Jerubbabel. Jerubbabel built a mighty, magnificent temple. He magnified God. Amen. A type of the temple during the millennial kingdom, praise God, when God will be magnified and the nations will come in and go out and they'll praise God for the magnificent things he's done. Because they're going to look, the nation's going to look upon that little nation of Israel and they're going to say, oh my goodness, look what the mighty things that God hath done, the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. And they're going to give honor and glory to God. Amen. They're going to have a testimony. And it's saying, they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all, now listen to this, and for all the prosperity that I procure unto thee. God says, hey, listen, said they're going to be great and mighty things I'm going to do. And so they're going to be a great and a mighty testimony for the magnificent things I've done, the great and mighty things that I've done for this little nation. Amen. See, God didn't beat them down and God didn't hold them in contempt forever. God dealt with them. Amen. And then He restored them. See, that's what God do for me and you tonight if we let Him. Amen. He'll chasten us. He'll show us where we mess up. But that's for restoration. Amen. It's not to drive us away. It's not to make us hard-hearted. But it's to restore us to Himself. And God says, hey, listen. We see the Israel in desolation. We see them surrounded. We see them in the midst of war. Just waiting on somebody to just come in and crush them. But God says, hey, listen, Jeremiah. He said, just go ahead and keep prophesying and tell them, said, better days ahead. He said, I'm going to step up for you. He said, I'm going to fight the battle for you. Amen. He said, I'm going to make you a people. So I'm going to give you a cure. So I'm going to give you health. I'm going to give you purity. I'm going to give you peace and truth. He said, I'm going to magnify myself to you. I'm going to give you deliverance from bondage. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to make you new. And I'm going to give you a testimony. Amen. God says, but he's saying tonight, he says, I want to do the same thing for you. Amen. See, we've got an individual Savior tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came tonight to do the same for me and you. He came as an individual Savior. And he says, if you'll call on my name, if you'll call out to me, he said, I'll hear you. He said, I'll hear you. And he said, I'll do great and mighty things for you.